الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Hadi Islami brothers and viewers of Madani channel Welcome back to our silsila, The Links of Spiritual Light. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as you've previously heard that in this silsila we are talking about the beautiful personalities, the biographies of the shuyukh of the Qadriya Razaviya Attariya silsila. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we started from the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Remember, every spiritual silsila will go back to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All the silsila, the Naqshbandiya, the Chishtiya, the Sohrawardiya, and the Qadri silsila, all go back to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we also heard about the importance of bay'ah, and also the conditions of a Peer-e Kamil. And then we also heard about the blessings of reciting the Shajara Sharif. The Shajara Sharif that was written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this silsila, we've come to the point where we are going to be discussing the 38th Buzurg, the 38th Shaykh of the silsila Aliya Qadriya Razaviya Attariya. And that Buzurg, Alhamdulillah, none other than Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's right. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to be learning about the life, the biography of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in the Shajara Sharif, which Amir Ahle Sunnat has compiled, the poem, the couplet that is mentioned, asking wasila from Allah Azza wa Jal, it goes as, Kar ata Ahmad Razai, Ahmad Mursal Mujhe, Mere Mola, Hazrat Ahmad Raza ke Vasite, Subhanallah. Kar ata Ahmad Razai, Ahmad Mursal Mujhe, Mere Mola, Hazrat Ahmad Raza ke Vasite. Yani, asking that, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, shower your blessings. And Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, may you be happy with us for the sake of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now the biography of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the 38th Shaykh of the Qadriya Razaviya Attariya Silsila. Now Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was born, his blessed name was Muhammad. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born the 10th of Shawwal 1272, being the 14th of June 1856. At the time of Zuhr Salah in a place called Jazuli, which is the city of Bareilly Sharif in India. A few days before the birth of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his father, Allama Maulana Naqi Ali Khan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had a beautiful dream. He immediately disclosed the dream to his father, Allama Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and who interpreted this dream by saying, This is a sign that you are going to be the father of a child, a boy who will grow up to be pious and knowledgeable, and his name will gain prominence from east to west. Subhanallah. And no doubt, when you hear the name of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, no matter where you are in the world, if you are in the subcontinent, you ask people about Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, they will tell you about Ala Hazrat. If you are in the far east, or if you are in the far west, you asked about Ala Hazrat, every person will tell you who Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is. And when Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, he was given the name Muhammad. And the name that the corresponding to the year of his birth was Al-Mukhtar. And his grandfather, a great scholar of the Ahl-e-Sunnat wal-Jama'at, Allama Mawlana Raza Ali Khan, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also gave the young child the beautiful name of Ahmad Raza. It was by this name that he was famously known. Much throughout in his life, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu added the title Abdul Mustafa to his name, signifying his great love and respect for the beautiful noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Grand Mufti of Makkah al-Mukarramah, Shaykh Hussein bin Saleh Makki radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, also gave him the title of Ziauddin Ahmad. Subhanallah. So you can see that, my dear Islamic brothers, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was born, you know, the dream that his father had, and then Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, with his own knowledge that Allah ta'ala bestowed upon him, subhanallah, such immense knowledge. I just want to talk about, you know, in the early childhood of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, how his childhood and how he grew up. Now again, with the other shuyukh that we've learnt about, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his early education was given to him by his grandfather and his father, Hazrat Sayyidina Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who was the father of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's grandfather, Hazrat Sayyidina Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, both of them, mashallah, because they were both great spiritual leaders and great ulama in the subcontinent, and they gave Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu a very beautiful upbringing. Now Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's great forefathers, they migrated from Kandahar, from Kabul, during the Mughal rule and settled in Lahore. Allama Maulana Saeedullah Khan, the first forefather of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, held a high government post when he arrived in the India subcontinent. His son Allama Maulana Saadat Yar Khan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after gaining victory in the city of Ruhaila, was elected as the governor of that city. Allama Maulana Hafiz Qazim Ali Khan, the son of Maulana Muhammad Azam Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was a tax collector in the city of Badayun. His son Allama Maulana Raza Ali Khan, the illustrious grandfather of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, did not serve in the government. It was from this generation onwards that the heads of the family began to adopt tasawwuf in their life. We have included a brief biography in this silsila about Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the father and his forefathers. Now Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, received his early education at the hands of his father, Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father has written more than 50 books. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's father, he mashallah azawajal, was very, very well educated and a very famous person in the community. He sadly passed away in 1297 Hijri, when Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was 24 years old. His grandfather, one of the greatest Sufis of his time, Hazrat Allama Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was born in the year 1224 Hijri. He received his early education at the hands of Maulvi Khalilur Rahman. At the age of 23, he had already completed his Islamic education, earning certificates of distinction in various fields of knowledge. Subhanallah. So Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we know that he came from a very learned and a very respectful family. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's incident that happened in the month of Ramadan also shows Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's piety and his fear of Allah azza wa jal. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was only a small child, yet he wanted to fast in the month of Ramadan. And you know, we're talking about, and this was summertime, when the temperature would reach to at least 50 degrees. It was boiling, it was so hot. And Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as a child, you know, he wanted to keep the fasting. And as you know, the days are longer in summer as well. So Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he fasted on this particular day. And when he came to about afternoon time, when the sun was really shining and it was really, really hot, before Zuhr time, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was feeling the hunger. So his father, he held the hand of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and he took him into his room, you know, where there were sweets and food to eat. And he says to the young Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, my son, you know, you can eat anything you want. And Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu looked at his father and he says that, I'm fasting today. And his father, he says that, my son, this is the fasting of children. The door is closed. No one is looking at you. You may eat whatever you want. On hearing this, the young Ala Hazrat, subhanallah, what a beautiful reply he gave to his father. He says to his father that, oh my father, if no one is looking at me, surely Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. This was the childhood of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu delivered his first lecture at the age of 6 years. And it was during the glorious month of Rabi'un Nur, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood on the minbar and delivered a lecture before a very large gathering, which also consisted of ulama. His lecture lasted for approximately 2 hours. You know, scholars even find it difficult, you know, to talk for 2 hours. And this was a 6-year-old young child and the first lecture of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu for 2 hours. And it was about on the seerat, on the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He brightened the hearts of the listeners with the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The people listening were thoroughly impressed by the maturity and the eloquence of his lecture, which was being delivered by a 6-year-old child. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so gifted and intelligent that there was no need for him to study beyond the 4th book of his course under the tutorship of his teacher. He studied the remaining books by himself and used to later ask his teachers to test him. Once his teacher asked him, Mia, are you a jinn or a human? It takes me a lot of time preparing a lesson, but it doesn't take you much time to learn the same lesson. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu answered, all thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal, I am a human. Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, just imagine, you know, you're going into the class and the teachers, obviously, they need to prepare for that lesson. So his teachers were spending more time preparing the lesson. And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taking no time in learning that lesson. When Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 8 years old, he wrote a mas'ala, a ruling concerning the fara'is, the farz. When his father looked at the answer, he remarked, if only some adult could answer in this manner. At the age of 10, when he was studying under the guidance of his father, he noticed a few objections and answers of his father on the side of the page. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu studied this book very carefully and wrote such a well-explained footnote that even the need for an objection was ruled out. His father came across his research on that objection. He was so delighted that he stood up and held our young Ala Hazrat to his heart and said, Ahmad Raza, you do not learn from me, but you teach me. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you know, one of the reasons that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, all this knowledge came to him, was he had the ilm al-ladunni. This is what we call ilm al-ladunni, the gift from Allah azza wa jal. Yet on one side, we understand that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu had great love for the knowledge of the deen. He would really love to study. And today, sadly, you know, if we look at our children, why is there that love, that encouragement, and that jazba for learning about the deen is not there anymore? The reason is that, my dear Islam brothers, it always depends on the upbringing of the child. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remember, Ala Hazrat did not go to school. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not go to any college or university. Yet Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the barakat of the knowledge of the deen that he was learning, Allah ta'ala made him a master of 50 different sciences. 50 mukhtalif ulum par Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a master in all of them. Where did all this knowledge come from? And some of the subjects weren't even taught at that time, but Ala Hazrat knew them. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, at the age of 3, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was once standing outside the Raza Masjid in Bareilly Sharif. An unknown person, he came in an Arabic gown and approached him and spoke to him in the Arabic language. We're talking about a child, 3 years old. He was born into a family who was speaking Urdu. They were speaking Urdu, but Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the young child, 3-year-old Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was speaking to this person in the pure Arabic language. And they said that we've never seen that person ever in our life again. A majzoob is someone who is drowned in the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. By the name of Hazrat Bashiruddin Sahib, Rahmatullahi ta'ala, he used to live at the Akhundzada Masjid in Bareilly Sharif. He spoke harshly to anyone who visited him. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu wished to meet this majzoob. One night at about 11 o'clock, he set off alone to meet him. He sat respectfully for about 15 minutes outside the majzoob's house. After some time, the majzoob became aware of him and asked, "Who are you to Maulana Raza Ali Khan?" Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that he was the grandson of Maulana Raza Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. The majzoob immediately embraced him and took him into his little room. He asked Ala Hazrat if he had come for any specific matter. But Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, "Ya Sayyidi, I have just come here so that you can make dua for me." And he says that majzoob, for half an hour, he made dua for Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at the age of 13 years and 10 months and 4 days, he gave his first fatwa. Yani, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu completed all the traditional Islamic disciplines from his respected father, and he became a mufti at the age of 13 years. Now, again, coming back to our children, coming back to our time, why is it that we can't have children even at the age of 15 years? Most of them don't even know how to read the Quran. Why? Again, because that understanding of deen is not instilled in their minds when they are young children. Now, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we've heard, he was blessed with so much knowledge. And he says that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very, very skilled. He was a master in mathematics. Once Dr. Ziauddin, the Vice Chancellor of Aligarh University, who possessed foreign degrees and awards, visited Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to seek the solution to a mathematical problem. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him to express his problem. He replied, "It is not so easy to express this problem." He rahmatullahi alayhi asked again, "Express a bit." The Vice Chancellor described his problem, and Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in astonishment, instantly provided the satisfactory solution. Stunned by listening to the correct answer, Dr. Ziauddin said, "I had made up my mind to go to Germany for seeking the solution to this problem. But fortunately, our professor of Islamic studies, Maulana Sayyid Sulaiman Ashraf Sahib, guided me to come here. It seems as if you were already looking into the solution of the same problem in some book." He went back delighted and satisfied. He became so impressed by the grand personality of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he grew a fistful beard and became regular in offering salah and observing fasts of Ramadan. Subhanallah. My dear Islam brothers, you know, this is the tariqah, the way of the awliya Allah, the work of these great personalities. You know, when someone comes to them, they not only fulfill their wishes, their desires, or if someone comes to them with a problem, they would take that opportunity to invite them towards the righteous. This like Dr. Saab, when he came and he had a problem in mathematics, and you might be thinking that's what he thought as well. You know, what is a Maulana, a Maulvi Saab who's sitting in the masjid, who is Imam of a masjid, you know, what does he know about mathematics? But Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately solved this problem. Subhanallah. And then Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu wasted no time in inviting him in towards the right path. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he invited him to become a good practicing Muslim. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, he took the advice of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu and became a practicing Muslim. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu also possessed substantial proficiency in taqseer, astronomy, and ilme Jafar as well. And the memory of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amazing. Abu Hamid Sayyid Muhammad Khachochvi rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that when I had been in Bareilly Sharif for some services in Darul Iftah, events revealing instantaneous response of Ala Hazrat on queries was seen day and night, astonishing the people around him. Amongst these responses, there were some such wonderful answers, the parallel of which had never been reported in the past. For example, some query was received, the experts of Darul Iftah reviewed it, and that it was felt that some altogether new issue has been raised. As such, it had been obvious that no ruling from the Islamic jurisprudence could be found for replying an answer will have to be derived using generic rulings set by the Islamic jurists. So when we entered the court of Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, for asking, strange and altogether new queries are being asked. What methodology should be adopted? Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala replied, it is a very old query. It has been explicitly mentioned on so-and-so page number of Fathul Qadir by Ibn Humam and so page number of so-and-so volume of Raddul Mukhtar by Ibn Abidin and in Hindiya and in Khairiya. When those books were referred, not a difference of a single dot was found in the mentioning book and page, book, the page number and the line. This divine bestowed virtue and talent of Ala Hazrat Rabid radiallahu ta'ala anhu always kept the scholars astonished. May Allah ta'ala shower his blessings, and may Allah azza wa jal, for the sake of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, give us the true standing of the deen as well. The memory of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is so astonishing that Sayyid Ayyub Ali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali has stated that one day Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that some people who are not aware of me, they wrote the title of Hafiz with my name, where I am not a Hafiz. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he started memorizing the Quran from the very same day. Probably the duration for that memorization was from having made the wuzu of Salatul Isha to the commencement of Jamaat of Salatul Isha. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu memorized one para every day, and he finished the 30th para on the 30th day. Subhanallah. In just 1 month, and with only how much time do we have? Normally, you know, from the wuzu to the azan to the jamaat, you know, you have 20 minutes to half an hour. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would read that one para by looking at it, and then he would read that, repeat that same para in Salatul Taraweeh, and hence in 30 days, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu became a Hafiz Quran. And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we've heard about his childhood, we've heard about the love for knowledge that Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu had, and even from a very tender young age, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is immense knowledge. But one of the other side, the other characteristic of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that he was someone who is called Fanafir Rasul. He was drowned in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a symbol of true love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had so much love of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And you can see that love of Ala Hazrat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his poetry, in Hadaik-e-Bakhshish. The way Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu expresses the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way Ala Hazrat, you know, he with humility, with ajzi, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu presents himself. And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, his book compiling of his poems is named Hadaik-e-Bakhshish. Now, because Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very famous poet as well, you know, of Islamic, he wrote beautiful kalams in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once various poets composed poems in the praise and the compliment of the Count of Nanpara. Yani he was the Nawab of the district of Baruch in UP in India. And some people requested Ala Hazrat to compose a poem in praise of that Nawab. In reply to this, Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote a naat in praise of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, the naat starts with wo kamal husn huzur hai ke guman naqs jahan nahi, yahi phool khar se dur hai, yahi shama hai ke dua nahi. And here Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he writes the beautiful poem, you know, wo kamal husn huzur hai, you know, that is the perfection of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وہ کمال حسن حضور ہے کہ گمان نقش جہاں نہیں, یعنی اٹ از ناٹ دا امپرفیکشن. اینڈ ہیئر اعلی حضرت ان دا نیکسٹ پوئم ہی سیز یہی پھول خار سے دور ہیں, یعنی دس از دا فلاور دیٹ ہیز نو تھورنز. And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, beautifully he praises the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in the last verse, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he writes, Karhoon madhe ahle duwal raza, pade is bala mein meri bala, main gada hoon apne kareem ka, mera deen paara-e naan nahi. And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, why should I admire the rich? I am the beggar of the court of the benevolent Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My religion is not for para-e-naan. Yani para-e means a piece and naan means bread. So it implies that it is none of my business to earn my bread by the flattering the worldly lords. Now this person, he was the nawam of naan para. And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu reversed that. Naan para, he reversed it to para-e-naan. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I am not a beggar of these people, I am the beggar of only my Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah azza wa jal, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, alhamdulillah, we all desire and we all want to see the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in our dreams. But Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of them great personalities, one of the greatest and the luckiest people. That Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went to perform the Hajj for the second time, he kept reciting Salatun Salam in front of the sacred chambers till late night with the desire of seeing the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. But in the first night, he wasn't destined for him to see. In the second night, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote a poem, he wrote another naat. And the naat starts with, وہ سوے لالا زار پھرتے ہیں, تیرے دن اے بہار پھرتے ہیں. In the last couplet, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, out of ajzi and out of humbleness, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he writes, کوئی کیوں پوچھے تیری بات رضا, تجھ سے شیدہ ہزار پھرتے ہیں. Now here, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, out of humbleness, uses the word sag, yani dog for himself. However, Amir al-Sunnat has written the word shayda, yani the one who is deeply in love with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, my Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you know, we've heard about the seerat of Ala Hazrat Imam al-Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ala Hazrat, he had compiled the translation, the Urdu translation of the glorious Quran. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote the kalam, the salatu salam, which thousands of masjids, alhamdulillah, after Jummah salah, after ijtimaz, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Muslims throughout the world recite this kalam. Mustafa jane rahmat pe lakhun salam, shama'i bazm e hidayat pe lakhun salam. This kalam was also written by Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wrote the translation where many other people have written the translation of the Quran. But the beautiful translation that Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wrote, which was named Kanzul Iman, there is no comparison with the other Urdu translations. And my dear Islam brothers, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his seerah was such that he was a very, very devoted in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And again, my dear Islamic brothers, there's so many beautiful aspects of the life of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And because sadly we've run out of time, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, this is the personality, he is our role model. The personalities we've listened before, they are our true role models. May Allah azza wa jal give us all steadfastness on iman. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away on 1340 Hijri, on the 25th of Safarul Muzaffar, being Friday 1921, at the time of 2:38 according to India times. As soon as the muazzin uttered the word Hayya alal falah, Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the revivalist of sunnah, the eradicator of bid'ah, the scholar of sharia, the guide of tariqah, Allama, Al-Hafiz, Al-Qari, Al-Mufti, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, departed from this world. The mazar of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in Bareilly Sharif in India. And I just wanted to mention, when Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 18 years old with his father, they went to see Hazrat Sayyid Shah Ali Rasool in Marahra Sharif. And when Sayyid Shah Ali Rasool rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi saw Ala Hazrat, this young lad who came to him, immediately he embraced Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the barakat and all the tariqah, the khilafat, he gave it to Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And the murids who were sat there, they were all astonished, and they asked Sayyid Shah Ali Rasool rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Huzoor, you know, we've come to you and we've been here for so many years. What is it that is inside this young boy that you have given him ijazat of everything? You have made him as your Khalifa. Sayyid Shah Ali Rasool rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, I was waiting for this young man. He came to me as a complete person. He was only needing that nisbat, and I have given him that nisbat. He is a complete person. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower barakat and blessings of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and for his sake forgive our sins. My dear Islam brothers, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Special.